NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower to mid-50s, winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s, winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 40s. For Friday and Saturday, sunny skies in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News.
Farm groups asking Congress to ensure USDA has the tools to help farmers. Chad Smith with more.
Funding for the Commodity Credit Corporation typically is one of the least controversial items on Capitol Hill. However, this year may be different. Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau, says CCC funding is in jeopardy unless Congress approves money that USDA needs to support farmers and ranchers.
The authorities granted by Congress has provided funding to stabilize and support farm income and commodity prices along with conservation practices. This is something that's usually not been controversial up until last year, but now some seem to be playing politics with what's normally a routine practice in Congress.
Walmsley says without CCC replenishment, key farm bill commodity support and conservation program funding that had overwhelming support 2 years ago in the farm bill would be delayed. The timing of a delay could not come at a worse time.
We're seeing impacts from lockdowns and the COVID-19 pandemic to the farm economy. Agricultural trade continues to face headwinds. Farm-level cash receipts are at decade lows. Commodity prices remain depressed. Farm debt is record high. Working capital has been cut in half. Farmers and ranchers need all the assistance they can find, and the USDA needs the resources for an immediate reimbursement to the Commodity Credit Corporation.
AFBF, along with dozens of other organizations, sent a letter to Congress requesting replenishment of the CCC. Walmsley says farmers and ranchers can also help by reaching out to their members of Congress.
We're in negotiations, so nothing's determined, but picking up the phone or sending an email to your member of Congress, and particularly your senator, as we're seeing some of these challenges really crop up in the Senate, let them know how important farm bill programs are and how tough it is in farm country. We'll hopefully move this discussion along, and we won't see the CCC replenishment jeopardized.
Chad Smith reporting.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
If there was ever a time to refinance an ag real estate loan, it's now with Frontier Farm Credit. Interest rates are at near historic lows, and you can lock in a low rate for the life of the loan, even a long-term loan. The rate you lock in now is the rate you pay until your loan matures. No surprises. Plus, the refinancing is eligible for cashback dividends. Terms apply. Visit Frontier Farm Credit at FrontierFarmCredit.com.
Mid-America Network News. The federal program for unemployment benefits may not offer as much help as Kansans worry. Here's KWCH reporter Caroline Elliott.
Many states were told this program would potentially last until December, but money is running out fast. And here's what we know about the program in Kansas. The state says payments are retroactive from August 1st through the week of August 15th.
The state is working to notify those who qualify. A commissioner for the most populous county in Kansas urged constituents to buy firearms and prepare for a coming war in a Facebook post that described a chaotic end to law and order. Johnson County Commissioner Mike Brown used the hashtags All Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter as he described violence, burning churches, and looting stores in weekend posts. Brown, who is white, is up for re-election in November. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by AARP.
If you're growing cereals for silage and looking for improved performance, check out AgriPro brand wheat varieties SY Monument and SY Grit. Wheat is an insurable crop and from a risk management standpoint has a lower cost of production.
Plus, you can have the option to take a grain harvest.
Popular in the panhandle of Texas, SY Monument and SY Grit have earlier maturity than triticale, saving water and creating an opportunity to get the next crop into the ground sooner. For local yield data or to book seed, call your AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates are available at AgriPro.com. agriproweat.com.
A 33-year-old Kansas City, Kansas man has been charged with three felonies for his alleged role in a day-long standoff Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium. The Kansas City Star reports Joshua D. Newton has been charged with making a terrorist threat, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Newton allegedly fired several shots at employees but did not hit anyone. According to court records, Newton told police that another man pointed a gun at him, so he raised his gun in response. He denies shooting. In the south central Kansas town of El Dorado, Trick or Treat down Main Street is canceled for the first time in almost 10 years. Event organizers say that it was a hard decision to make, but ultimately had to do it for the betterment of the community. Organizers say they sought out guidance from the Butler County Health Department before making a decision. Around 3,000 families attended last year's event. El Dorado is looking for alternative ways to provide the community with a safe and fun trick or treat experience. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Burlington Northern Santa Fe's pick to be its next CEO will be the first woman to lead a major North American railroad. BNSF said Monday it'll promote Catherine Farmer in January to replace retiring president and CEO Carl Ice. Farmer currently oversees operations at BNSF and has been with the railroad for 28 years. She's held a variety of leadership positions at the railroad owned by Warren Buffett's conglomerate, Berkshire Hathaway. The University of Nebraska made a major announcement related to its work in national security and defense yesterday. The University of Nebraska has been awarded a $92 million contract from the Department of Defense. The five-year contract is the university's third contract awarded under the NSRI. Nebraska is one of 14 universities across the nation affiliated with the research center, which started in 2012. I'm Rick Averett with your Wednesday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance, so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy, and Midwest Kia has one of the area's largest selections of new Kias to choose from. Optimus, Sorento, Sportages, and much more. Over 300 new Kias in our inventory. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home. Over 300 new Kias available. Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, the Irish Creek Wind Farm was again a subject of multiple comments. As Jonathan Sill shared information that NextEra was considering additional sites in Washington and Republic counties. A letter of opposition was read from Ron and Sherry Oliverson, and Greg Allen commented on deteriorated roads on haul routes for the Soldier Creek Wind Farm in Nemahaw County. Dan Howell addressed the 10-year exemption, indicating that he feels it's a property rights issue. Kathleen O'Brien with Nemahaw Marshall Rural Electric stated the REA is neutral on the wind farm. However, she said patrons benefit when the substation's located on their lines. Soldier Creek Substation at Nemahaw County and the existing Marshall County Wind Farm are located on Nemahaw Marshall lines. Since March of 2016, they've generated $141,000 in revenue, which amounts to some $35,000 per year. Soldier Creek is five times the size of Marshall County Wind, therefore is estimated to generate approximately $175,000 in revenue annually. Doug Pleggy addressed the board as a landowner, who's also a participant in the Marshall County Wind Farm and hopefully a participant in Irish Creek, stating he had nothing but positive experiences the past few years. He's not seen any decrease in productivity, habitat, or wildlife. He said townships in the southern part of the county could use the revenue generated to improve roads. Blue Rapids' annual Circle of Giving Day was Tuesday, netting well over $55,000 with 249 individual gifts. The Historical Society and Museum was the top fundraiser with 33 gifts, raising just over $9,000. The Blue Rapids Pool was second in contribution totals with some $8,000, while the Blue Rapids Action Team took in nearly $5,500. The Blue Rapids Library with 23 was second high to the museum in number of contributions, while the Action Team had 20, Alcove Springs and the American Legion Post 19 each. The leaderboard is on the group's website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Even as isolated COVID-19 cases rose in the past week at some Nemahal County schools, with two cases each now at Sabetha and Wetmore in USD 113, and another two recent cases at Nemahal Central, USD 115 and Seneca, the Hiawatha School Board this week announced they will no longer limit crowd size at football games. They were the only big seven-league school with a limitation policy. Many schools are aligning with consensus league policies on attendance so as to minimize fan confusion. Nemahal County reports 12 active cases with 62 recovered. Marshall County is down to a single active case, and Washington County has no active cases as of last report. Marshall and Washington each with 16 recoveries. An injury accident was reported Sunday in Washington County. Trenton Turner of Washington lost control on U.S. 36 west of Xavier Road, went into the ditch, and struck a tree. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital with minor injuries, facing pending charges of DUI, illegal registration, and no proof of insurance. Turner was held on $1,000 bond. Homecoming was Friday at Frankfort and Centralia. Crown Queen at Frankfort, Keisha Shirley, and King Gavin Corneliuson. At Centralia, Sarah Cook was crowned queen, and Spencer Ralph was king. Longtime Sunday afternoon radio host on KNDY, Bill Miller, passed away this weekend in Olathe. The Waxworks and Bill Miller Show were popular components for many years on our local station, along with a network of some 110 stations in 30 states. Ramona L. Heisterman, age 72, of Washington, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Wednesday, 10 a.m., at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lynn. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Ramona Heisterman. Carolyn Keating, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away. Funeral Mass Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Keating. Elmer Loges, age 96, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., graveside at the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. At the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Helmer Loges.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We'll continue with summer-like temperatures for this Wednesday. It looks like we have a frontal boundary across the northern parts of the Midwest that will swing down into the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It's more of a dry, cold front, so we're going to see some cooler temperatures as we head into the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. High-pressure system builds, and it looks like we'll continue to see dry weather with no precipitation. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, lower to mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear skies, upper 40s. As we're into Friday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. Again, we'll see highs in the upper 70s. Friday night, mostly clear, temps at 51. That's looking your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September 79, recent record high of 95 set in 2017. The average low 56, a record low 44 in 1999. Sunset this evening 7:32, sunrise in the morning at 7:09.
Does your firewood go clink or clunk? We will tell you why it matters today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com. or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 16th, the 260th day of the year. Singer Nick Jonas has a birthday, and on this day in 1953, baseball's St. Louis Browns announced a move east to become the Baltimore Orioles. A bit of almanac wisdom goes, neither knowledge nor timber should be used until they're seasoned. So if the approach of autumn has you thinking about stocking the woodpile, keep these tips in mind. Fresh-cut timber requires seasoning or drying for a year or more before it's ready to burn. How do you know when it's ready? Try the clink test. When you knock the wood together, a higher-pitched clink indicates dry wood. A sodden clunk means there's still moisture present. It'll produce a disappointing fire and dangerous chimney residue. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Go teams! The staff of Carriage Motors is proud to be the fans of the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's fall sports teams. The athletes have great stamina, drive, agility, and spirit, and will be sure to take the victory in their next game. Good luck and show them what you are made of. From all of your fans at Carriage Motors in Beatrice. Homestead Fence proudly supports the talented and skilled Southern Raiders fall sports teams. The athletes' drive and dedication are sure to bring home the win at the upcoming events. Good luck from your friends and fans at Homestead Fence in Wymore. We are local, family-owned fencing professionals. SunMart is proud of the Fall City Tigers and Sacred Heart Irish fall sports teams and will be cheering as the guys and girls take the field at the next game. The athletes have the dedication and drive to defeat the competition, so good luck, everyone. SunMart in Fall City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Arkansas State Athletics postponed its game this weekend against Central Arkansas due to players with the same position testing positive for coronavirus. Arkansas State defeated Kansas State this past Saturday, 35-31, in the Wildcats season opener. Arkansas State tested all their players before traveling to K-State, and all the tests came back negative before the Saturday opener. According to Jerry Scott, Assistant Athletics Director for Media Relations, Arkansas State has reached out to K-State Athletics to discuss the positive cases. KSN-TV reports that as of yesterday, Kansas State had not responded. Miguel Cabrera hit a homer and a double to help the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 6-0 last night. Matthew Boyd bounced back with a strong performance, throwing 5-plus scoreless innings and giving up just 2 hits. Jacob Junis started in place for Danny Duffy, who missed the team's flight in Detroit. Royals and the Tigers back in action tonight. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a 2-for-1. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. 2-for-1. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's 2-for-1 deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyXFord.com. Offer valid on select 10 stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP 60,980. Rusty up discount 5,000. Alternative cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not will qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire September 30th, 2020.
The Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team could be headed to Orlando, Florida and Disney World's bubble for a pair of early season events. CBSSports.com's John Rothstein reported yesterday that the season opening Champions Classic, originally set for November 10th, matching KU against Kentucky and Michigan State against Duke, will be played at the Disney Wide World of Sports, where the NBA has been holding its playoffs with no fans in attendance and players, coaches, and staff sequestered from the public to prevent the spread of coronavirus. This year's World Series will be played entirely at the Texas Rangers' new ballpark in Arlington, Texas, and Major League Baseball hopes fans will be able to attend. The Division Series, League Championship Series, and World Series will all be part of a bubble designed to minimize the exposure to the coronavirus, which limited the regular season to a 60-game schedule for each club and caused 45 postponements so far. Again, the Royals and Tigers on the ball field tonight. First pitch, 6:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Add the All America Selections 2021 winter Goldilocks squash to your wish list for next year's garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This orange acorn squash is a vigorous grower, yielding an abundant harvest of 10 or more sweet, nutty flavored fruits per plant. It is a compact variety growing about 4 to 5 feet in diameter, making it perfect for those with limited space. All America Selections is a nonprofit trialing organization that names only new, non-GMO varieties as winners. Entries are evaluated for their flavor, beauty, and performance in home gardens. Judges across the United States and Canada gave Goldilocks Winter rave reviews, including the flavor was more robust and the color very attractive, perfect for a meal and continuous yield. And even those that don't like to eat winter squash will want to include the bright orange fruit in their fall displays. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
KNDY.
Imagine getting engaged to someone you only knew through letters. That's what happened here, thanks to one young lady who helped make some food for a soldier who was passing through town. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more.
Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
From Christmas of 1941 to April 1, 1946, a canteen operated in the North Platte, Nebraska rail station to provide free food and refreshments to troops passing through on their way to war. Jesse Hutchins was the bookkeeper in charge of scheduling a massive volunteer effort.
Jesse Hutchins was in charge of organizing that schedule for all 55,000 volunteers.
Jim Griffin has many of the artifacts from the canteen at the Lincoln County Historical Museum, where he is the director. Items seemingly simple, such as serving coffee, were logistical hurdles that required planning.
There's no such thing as styrofoam back then, so all these cups had to be washed. A lot of them would take them on the train with them because they were only here for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. So they would take those cups with them, and they would give them to the conductor when they were done with them, and the conductor would drop them off, and the next conductor would pick them up and bring them back.
The museum here has a wedding dress with quite a story, with ties to the old World War II canteen.
It was common for the teenage girls that were platform girls to put their names and addresses in a popcorn ball. And then the guys would get them, and they'd start riding back and forth. And this particular one, he proposed to her in a letter. They hadn't even met. And she accepted. Yeah, and next time he got leave, he came back, and they got married.
The story of those who served food and those who received is recounted at the museum, an interaction that was remembered by most for the rest of their lives.
All these volunteers providing food out of their own pockets. Remember, they come out of the Great Depression, providing monies out of their own pockets. And it's not just their surplus. It's their actual needs. They served 6 million soldiers.
You can see many of the artifacts and relive the story at the Lincoln County Historical Museum. Driving the Countryside in North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction of real estate, plus furniture and collectibles for the Cheney Long Trust Saturday, September 26th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Selling the usual round of tools, yard and garden items, rotting lawnmower, a 1982 Ford F-250 long bed extended cab pickup sells at noon. Furniture items include a small refrigerator, washer and electric dryer, three-piece ornate bedroom set, dining table with six chairs, kitchen and household items, a number of collectibles, including a horse-drawn side spring buggy, some games and toys, and miscellaneous. The real estate is a ranch-style three-bedroom, one-and-one-half-bath home with a full unfinished basement, attached garage, and a pool shed that sits on approximately 1 acre. The real estate sells at 1 o'clock. This estate auction for the Cheney Long Trust, Saturday, September 26th, begins at 10 a.m., at 1110 Oto in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Some weeds are as tough as iron to get rid of. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Woody weeds depend on their underground factory to keep growing. If you can stop the factory, you'll stop the weeds as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country.
You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Weeds in the pasture can be a chore, especially woody weeds such as buckbrush, black hawthorn, and multiflora rose. Scott Haygood is an extension weed scientist at Virginia Tech University. He says the reason it's so hard to get the upper hand on woody perennials is because of their deep, extensive root structure.
There's just a large underground mass from which you must either deplete the underground storage starches and thereby kill the plant, or create a lethal concentration of a selective herbicide through that large underground mass. Another aspect of these woody species is it's hard to, if you're talking about a selective herbicide, penetrate the bark.
Haygood says you're most likely to have the best control with selective herbicides when the plants are actively moving sugars to the root system.
These selective herbicides move in the plant with the flow of sugars, and so you want to apply those things such that they'll be carried to the underground parts, which are, in fact, your target of this application. That optimum timing is either in the early bloom stage earlier in the spring or again in the fall before frost.
If you only prefer mechanical control, remove the top of the plant when it's at its largest and take off as much as you can above ground. This will cause the most drain on the underground system by forcing the plant to regrow the top. However, Haygood says the easiest and most beneficial control of woody weeds is with a combination of selective herbicides and mechanical manipulation. You'll also need patience and persistence. Depending on the species, it may take several seasons to achieve acceptable control. You'll find more tips for getting rid of woody weeds at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our hotel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
You know, one of the secrets to a happy marriage is finding common ground. But sometimes it can be challenging, especially when it comes to money. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When we got married, my husband and I, we had very different views about our finances. We both had similar goals for our life together, but how we used money as a tool was different. But we took the time to align our finances to our faith, and we found a path forward. The first step for us was to talk about our shared goals for our life and for our finances. We tried to identify any money habits that would get in the way of us achieving those goals. To make sure you're moving towards your goals, you'll need a long-term financial strategy. And honestly, a financial professional can help you create one that's aligned to your faith and your values. So look for common ground about money. You'll find more financial clarity and have more gratitude and meaning in life.
A look at flex fuel automotive trends today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
After two decades of pretty solid support, many auto manufacturers have cut back on flex fuel offerings for the 2020 model year. Flex fuel vehicles are designed to use higher blends of ethanol, between E20 and E85. The ethanol industry is blaming the Environmental Protection Agency for failing to maintain meaningful incentives to the car manufacturers. Ray Bohax, who is a farmer and an engine and machinery expert from New Jersey, says flex fuel engine technology is expensive.
I love ethanol. Flex fuel vehicles are great. I personally think that the industry, due to the complexity of the calibration that is required, is what the stalling point is.
Bohax says flex fuel vehicle owners often mix different blends each time they refuel.
The complex part of a flex fuel vehicle system is what you cannot see. And it is the calibration of the engine's ignition and fuel delivery, since ethanol in any amount in the fuel has different combustion and energy characteristics. And we really need to understand that.
Bohax shares more on flex fuel use in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As a global pandemic and extreme weather events batter an already weakened agricultural economy, hundreds of farmers, ranchers, and rural residents are gathered online this week to speak directly with their elect representatives and administration officials as part of the National Farmers Union Fall Legislative Fly-In. NFU President Rob LaRue says the farmers are facing a myriad of challenges this year for 2020.
Between low commodity prices, corporate control of the food industry, chronic oversupply, global trade disputes, underfunded infrastructure, and inadequate access to broadband internet, family farmers and ranchers and rural communities have had a tough go of it for the last several years. Now, the coronavirus pandemic and climate change-related disasters have made many of those problems worse, while also creating new ones. But Farmers Union members won't just be highlighting the challenges they're confronting. They'll also propose sensible legislative solutions to build a better, more equitable, and more resilient food system for everyone.
Advocates from across the country will campaign for policies that address those certain issues. LaRue says fly-in participants will be building on National Farmer Union's long history of grassroots advocacy.
There's nothing I look forward to more than seeing Farmers Union members every year at Fly-In. We will really miss having everyone here in person, but thanks to modern technology, they still have this crucial opportunity to shape stronger agricultural policy from the ground up.
The event starts this week with the U.S. Department of Agriculture briefing and a congressional briefing. Throughout the week, participants will be able to join small group meetings with congressional offices, a panel discussion on the USPS, and a virtual social gathering. You can learn more information about the event at nfu.org and be part of the virtual briefings throughout the week. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty at Ford is offering you a two-for-one. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty at Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. Two-for-one. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's two-for-one deals at Rusty at Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2GO464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to the dealer. Offer
harvest time. The payday of a year's worth of hard work. With all that's gone on this year, make sure you don't add to the story because of a farm accident. This station and AgView.net want you to take time and be safe. Overhead power lines, unattentive drivers, and hurry can change a community in a moment. Stop, look, and listen. The life you save may be your own. The radio brings you many messages. This one is to thank safety every day. Have a great and safe harvest from this station at AgView.net. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation, helping voters navigate the challenges of making sure their voice is heard in the 2020 election. Michael Clements tells us about a new online toolkit to help farmers and ranchers.
The American Farm Bureau Federation's iFarm, iVote election toolkit gives farmers and ranchers all the information they need before voting. Michael Sistak, AFBF Grassroots Program Development Director, says you can register to vote and find ballot information by using the toolkit at fb.org/vote.
The voter toolkit is provided to all Farm Bureau members and the public in general so that they can access their voter information for the 2020 election. They can look up who their candidates are. They can find out how to vote too, because with the COVID-19 pandemic, the way voting is going to happen this year is changing constantly.
While there, Sistak says you can also pledge to vote in 2020.
By pledging to vote, we are showing that the Farm Bureau family, our nearly 6 million members nationwide, are civically engaged and they're going to vote. And when we ask them to take that pledge, we ask them to share that on social media and share the fb.org/vote link so that folks in their network can access that same voter information.
AFBF this week also released a presidential candidate questionnaire.
It's a side-by-side comparison of both President Trump's and former Vice President Joe Biden's responses to 12 specific policy questions, how they would handle issues important for the agriculture community and for rural America.
Find both under the advocacy tab of fb.org. Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When you want to get more for your money, start by getting more when you borrow it. And you can get more with Frontier Farm Credit. Along with attractive rates and ag-friendly terms, you get an entire organization that understands what you do and works for your success. You can also get cash-back dividends, which gives you even more. We're Frontier Farm Credit. Learn more at frontierfarmcredit.com. Agriculture works here.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Orion Samuelson here again to talk about the pandemic and how it affects a food industry in Japan. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Japan's tuna market, which is the world's largest, is taking an outsized hit from the pandemic, pressuring restaurants and wholesalers at Tokyo's sprawling Toyoshu fish market to adapt to survive. I found this story interesting because several years ago when I was on an agricultural tour of Japan, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the Tokyo fish market, which specializes in tuna marketing. And it's back in the news now because the world's largest tuna market is hit hard by the pandemic. It's taking an outsized hit, pressuring restaurants and wholesalers at Tokyo's market, adapting to survive. Because it's not just corn and soybean producers or hog and cattle producers here in the United States. It's agriculture everywhere that's being impacted. Businesses had hoped for more activity after Japan lifted its state of emergency in late May. But the big events such as shareholder meetings and wedding banquets have remained on hold while many Japanese are still wary of going to restaurants. But one of the spokesmen for the market said that demand for fresh fish, especially the so-called king of sushi, bluefin tuna, has slumped as the pandemic wiped out orders for events. Tuna prices dropped 8.5% in July from a year earlier, and that was far steeper than the 1.5% annual decline in overall fresh fish prices. One operator, 47-year-old Yasuyuku Shimahan, he's the owner of a dining bar specializing in tuna dishes, said, "Our sales are down by 60%. And he opened his restaurant a year ago, started selling boxes of frozen tuna online in July to offset the hit to his business from the drop in customers. He has so far received about 200 orders for the 5,500 yen, that's $52 box, which contains two pieces of red meat tuna. And he plans to start selling 8,500 yen boxes of more expensive tuna later this month. But again, it's certainly impacting the food industry in more than the United States. It's having a big impact on this tuna market. I'll never forget the early morning that I spent there watching the workers in the tuna market throw tuna around to wherever it had to be packed. Indeed, they worked hard and they worked early and they worked late. But again, we see what the pandemic is doing to the food industry in other parts of the world. That's National Farm Report for today, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group. Be safe and be well.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Calves that die soon or after birth is often due to calving difficulty. Avoid problems by taking care of heifers before calving on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
When a veterinarian is called to pull a calf, the mother is often giving birth for the first time. Rick Rasby is a beef specialist at the University of Nebraska. He says with proper nutrition and development, a heifer can be bred at 11 to 14 months of age, or 60% of her mature weight. A huge factor in calf mortality is the size of the baby the heifer is carrying, which is largely determined by the genetics of the bull.
They're still trying to develop and grow, and so that reproductive canal isn't mature yet. And so them being able to handle a heavy calf, their makeup just isn't set up yet. And so that's the reason why we really focus on first calf heifers, to breed them to light birth weight bulls.
Rasby says if an animal's going to have birthing difficulties, it's most often with the first baby. So it's very important to keep an eye on the heifer near the time of birth and have a facility ready. The heifer will also be better off with good nutrition. The challenge is to provide an economical feeding program and still maintain optimum health.
Especially if you have a spring calving herd that's going to calve in March or April, somewhere in there. Really, when you take a look at it, a lot of the vegetative grasses, at least in the northern plains, is basically decreasing in quality. So some kind of range, metal regrowth at that time, or dormant native range with a minimal supplementation, or even corn stalks with supplementation would work out really well with developing replacement heifers.
Rasby says restricting feed just before calving to decrease the size of the newborn can make the heifer weak. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about first calf heifer care at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups, 1500 models, an LTZ and an LTZ Z71 package. They're both four-door with four-wheel drive. The new 2020 Chevy Blazer all-wheel drive is in stock as well at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Wednesday today, and we're seeing a little bit of green try and pop up in the livestock today. Outside of that, it's still green across the board for the grains and soybeans right now. October live cattle is down 40 cents to 106.70. December is up a quarter to 111.82. On the feeder cattle, September is down 80 cents to 140.87, and October is up a dollar to 142.70. In the lean hogs, they're still lower. October down 122 to 64.47, and December is down 165 to 61.40. Over in the soybeans, we're seeing some decent growth here, and it's maintaining as we get close to wrapping up the day here in just a little bit. November soybeans are up 17 and 3 quarters to 10.09 and a quarter. January's up 17 and 3 quarters to 10.13 and a half. On the meal side, October is up 5.30 to 3.19 and 60 cents, with December up 5.30 to 3.24 and 50 cents. In the oil today, we had October up 82 cents to 34.90, and December's currently up 74 cents to 34.89. In the grains, as we mentioned, still pretty decent here. Green across the board. We see December corn up 3.5 to 369.5. The December wheat is up 2.75 to 541 even, and March wheat up 2.5 to 549.75. KC wheat, December's up 6 points right now to 474 even, and March KC wheat's up 5.75 to 484.75. So not too bad across the board right now. Looking real quickly at your interest rates, we see 30-year bonds for September up just a hair to 178.22. 10-year notes for September are up just a hair to 139.23. Over in the energy market, we're still seeing mostly green across the board here. Crude oil for October is up 171 to 39.99. Unleaded gas is in the green for October, 4 cents higher to 117. And heating oil is up a penny right now to 110. Natural gas is in the red, 8 cents to 227. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rusty Eck Ford is offering you a 2-for-1. Two amazing events in 1 month that'll have you doubling your savings. Right now, Rusty Eck Ford is holding a model year-end event with a huge trade-up event. 2-for-1. With 2021 models coming in, everything else has to go. So get up to $14,000 off MSRP on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more. Plus, get top dollar for your trade. Regardless of make or model, we'll give you much more than you thought possible. Don't wait. It's 2-for-1 deals at Rusty Eck Ford. $14,000 off and way too much for your trade. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on select and stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2TO464 MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative cash rebate $9,000. Sale price $46,980. Level qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer.
Offers. We've been your hometown country station for the past 7 decades. KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.